some 2,000 years ago, God sent his sacrifice. He took our sins upon himself, hung there in our shame. He was spotless and so pure, oh, the Lamb of God for sure. For he took me as I was, oh, praise his name. What a friend he is to me, I can hardly believe that the God of heaven brought me out of shame. Why he loves me, oh, so strong, causes me to have a song. Oh, for he took me as I was, oh, praise his name.
You glad he took you as he as you were. Amen. Praise his name for that. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ that he took us as we were. Sinners, but now we're saved by grace and grace alone. This here is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang with you on another Thursday evening for the truth of the matter here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, saying welcome one, welcome all to the program tonight, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one, join the conversation. We'll be glad to hear from you, your prayer requests, prayer praises, any of those good things, as we got Dr. Doug Quick in the house with us again tonight with another great message. Looking forward to it tonight. Got my old tractor trailer backed up to the dock waiting for a good load. Empty trailer, but hoping for a load by the end of tonight. So, Sister Ruth, who do we got in the house with us tonight?
Well, we got the Father, Son, Holy Ghost band of angels. We got you, Sister Emily, Brother Quick, and just little old me.
All right. Well, Sister Emily, what do you got for us tonight?
I'm over here being bad and bull on mute.
Ooh. Shame, shame, shame.
I even got my niece to go, Aunt Emily.
Yeah, I see this. And I guess I would, too. Shame, shame. And you got a two preachers on the line here. Ooh, we might go tag team by the time we're done tonight.
Kenny. Earlier tonight, I got to give you a quick, just good laugh tonight, even before I do anything. I was in the hallway and I was taking my trash. I was goofing on taking my trash out earlier this evening. And Kenny, you know how I like to play with my little ringtone things on my phone?
Uh-huh.
I actually got one of my neighbors had their door open getting ready to come out. She got to laughing so hard she had to lean against the wall.
Okay. But what do you got for us tonight?
My usual, and also be keeping it in prayer. This coming week, I've got a procedure I got to go through, and then in 2 weeks, I have to start the chemo again.
Okay. All right.
So
anything else?
All the nursing homes, hospitals, first responders, the need for our ministry, and be keeping my niece in prayer tonight, too. Her name's Annabelle.
Okay.
And with that, I'm complete.
All right. Did you say she's with you?
Yep, her.
Well, she wants to hop on, give us hers. We'd be glad to hear from her.
Annabelle, do you hear her?
No.
Yeah. She goes, no, I'm perfectly content, but thank you, though.
Okay. Well, then, Sister Ruth, your turn.
I'm going to pray for Emily. I feel sorry what she's got to go through. I've been having the flu for at least a week, and I went for on an errand Monday, and I did so much exercise that I strained just about every part of my body, so I do need some prayer that I learn not to overdo again.
And you're complete, Ruth?
I'm complete, sweetheart.
Okay. And, of course, as Emily said, with all the first off, all our different countries, the leaders that they seek after God, not after man, our military, our first responders, and she mentioned those that work in nursing homes, hospitals, those that are residents there, sick and shut in, the lost, especially that soul who is nearest hell, that they'd come to Christ tonight, and, of course, all of the team here, Six Eyes Radio Network, that they'd be used of God, and the finances here, Six Eyes Radio Network. And we also want to put a special prayer request out there for Sister Nikhail. She's in the hospital, not feeling well, so we want to pray for her. And then, of course, we want to pray for Brother Quick, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of speech tonight with his message, and that somebody would be touched with the word as it's brought out tonight. All right, now we'll turn it over to Brother Quick for any of his prayer requests, Sister Quick's, and then he can open us in prayer and get us right into the message tonight.
All right, thank you, Brother Ken. We have picked up another prayer request. We're going to call this an unspoken also. I won't say anything about it now, but we will appreciate the prayers of the saints around that hear me on this, because the third one is just, all I can say is we need some prayer on this. And when God answers, I'll sure enough be glad to tell you all about what we're talking about now. And we do want to remember our nation. America is no longer slipping away from God. It seems as though America is running full speed away from God. I'm just thinking that we have picked up some help along that line, and I won't go any further than there, but we are in dire need of a revival in this nation again. And when I say that we're in need of a revival, I'm not talking about a one-night, two-night, or a three-night thing. I'm talking about a nationwide revival that can just last on and on and on. God has done that in the past. It's been well over 100 years since the last time that America has been through a national revival like that. But, and it doesn't matter. I know there's a whole lot of fellers out there that say, oh, we've just slipped away too far. That'll never happen again. Well, with that kind of an attitude, it probably won't happen with them. But for those of us who are pleading with God, it's going to happen, and we're expecting that any day. Now, we, Miss Quick and I, now have three unspoken requests, and we know that the Lord is doing a work, and if these were not unspoken, we could tell you more about them, but we'll leave it unspoken and not tell you anything about them. Just continue to pray right along with us. And then Miss Quick is needing some prayer tonight. Her and I both went to the doctor this afternoon. To the same doctor. We have known him for some time. He is a born-again child of God. And he knows our convictions. And he just put it to Miss Quick, and he said, Miss Quick, you're going to have to get out of this not getting any strength. We're going to give you about 3 more weeks, and then we're going to go to work on you. And I don't think she wants to have him go to work on her. He looked at me, and he said the same thing to me. And he already knows that I don't want him going to work on me. And so we're just pleading with the Lord that the Lord will touch the both of us and strengthen us in these days in which we're living. I'm going to pray and thank God for each of these requests as I open in prayer. And thank you for each of those requests that came in. I'm sorry because I've not been thankful for that in the past, and I need to be thankful for that because these things give me things to pray for along with the long request that I do have myself. Father, we're asking now that you'd just be with us in a special way tonight. Emily has given some requests. She's got a procedure to go through this week. Then in a couple of weeks, they're going to start the chemo again. And Lord, we would plead with you that you'd strengthen her in just your way, just a touch from you will do wonders for her, and we know that. And we're just glad to be able to bring her before you and ask you to touch her in such a special way. than for our nation. We are in dire need of a revival. And Lord, you know that much better than what I do. You know about the leaders that we have that have turned away from you. They're too busy listening to others around them that have no interest in God. And because of that, they're just staying away from the Lord themselves. And so we're just pleading with you that you be with each of the leaders in our nation and in other nations around the world, because other nations are just a whole lot like our nation. They're in need of revival, and we know that. We're asking that you be with each of the police, that you protect each one of them tonight, and for the military, that you would strengthen our military one more time. We have been known as a nation with a very strong military, but our military is beginning to weaken somewhat, and we don't like that at all. And then for Ms. Quick and myself, thank you for the third unspoken request that you've given to us. And Lord, we believe with all of our heart that we're going to see you do something with each of these requests. That's why we pray. That's why we bring them to you. And even though we call these unspoken, you know about every person that we're talking to you about, praying to you about, and we're glad for that. And for Miss Ruth, asking that you just touch her in a special way tonight. And for Brother Ken, you strengthen him. And for Brother Six, you keep your hand upon him for sure. The Lord, just be with us now as we open the Word of God. I'm asking that you just help me to be able to preach the Word of God through the power of the Spirit of God that's upon me. I have been pleading with you for some time. Every day I plead with you for that power of the Spirit of God to be upon me. And every day I know that you're upon me like that, and we're glad for that. So now, Father, we're asking that you be with each of these requests, and some that were not brought to my attention. There's Nicole. She's in the hospital. Just happened to see my note on that. I would plead with you, Lord, that you just touch her, that you bring her back to good health and get her out of that hospital very soon. And we'll sure thank you and praise you for each of these requests. Now help me as I break the Word of God. Help me to be able to preach it with the power of the Spirit of God upon me. And I'll bless your name even now for the fruit that will come under the name of the Lord Jesus through our efforts this night. Now just be with us in a special way now, and we'll thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. I told you last week that I would probably be bringing another message this week along the same thought that I brought last week, and about the danger of these last days, because there are dangers in these last days, that's for sure. Tremendous needs for troublesome times is what I gave the message last week a title. And now the message this week, I'm going to entitle it, Dangerous Times Are Upon God's Children in Today's World. Not just here in America, but in today's world. If you have a Bible right close, you can pick it up, and I'll give you a moment or two to find the address where I'll be preaching from. I'll be preaching from 2 Timothy chapter number 3. 2 Timothy chapter number 3. And even though 2 Timothy was written a good number of years ago, I can't really fall off right off the top of my head just how many years ago it was. I think maybe around A.D. 66, somewhere right close to that, is when 2 Timothy was written under the inspiration of the Spirit of God. And the Apostle Paul was writing to Timothy. This is the second letter that we have a record of him writing to Timothy on. That's why it's called 2 Timothy. And I want you to understand, the Apostle Paul is writing in this third chapter as if he knows what today's headlines are going to be. Beginning in verse number 1, listen to what Paul says. Chapter 3 of verse number 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Well, brethren, perilous times have gotten here. They've been here for some time, but they have gotten here for sure in the year 2023. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. I hear a whole lot of talk about those around that they don't know that Jesus is coming. They don't think he's coming. They don't think it's the right time yet, but there's not a there's not anything that has to come and pass before the Lord Jesus comes, because every prophecy has already been fulfilled some time back. You remember in the year 1948, when Israel became a nation, that was a prophecy of the last days for sure. And I know that there was a good number of pastors that when that took place, they were really beginning to look for the Lord to come then. But that was always a good number of years ago. The Lord Jesus has not come yet. But that doesn't mean he's not coming, because he could come before I even end this preaching tonight. I know that. Miss Quick knows that. Brother Ken knows that. And I'm sure that a good number of other ones know that. But you see, perilous times are upon us every day. Listen to verse number 2. Verse number 2 says, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Hello. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. I said just a moment ago, it was as if the Apostle Paul could see the daily headlines of our news today in September of 2023. Because all of these things are popping before us all of the time, every day. We see this kind of stuff, and I know there have been different ones that have said, well, that's something new that's happened. No, there's not anything new that's going to happen. It might be something new to their thinking, but it's not something new that's happening, because all these things were happening since the year AD 66, when the Apostle Paul wrote this second epistle to Timothy. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Men love themselves more than anyone or anything else. Period. That's it. They're covetous. They're busy lusting. 2 Peter chapter 2. Let me give you a verse of scripture here out of 2 Peter chapter 2. Listen to verse number 3. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Looks like Peter could tell that we had some headlines coming that he hadn't seen in his day yet, but he's telling us about it and warning us about them. You see, covetous, they're busy lusting, boasters, they're bragsters. There's a verse of scripture in the book of Jude. Jude is only one chapter long. Listen to verse 16, the first part of verse 16 of the book of Jude says this: these are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust. Isn't that amazing? It almost looks like Jude could look ahead and see our headlines also. Isn't that amazing? God's word is so true. The instant that the Spirit of God had these men to write these words down, it's been so true since then. It was true then. It's true now. They're proud. They're strivers. They're enviers. 1 Timothy chapter 6, listen to these words. He is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about strifes of words, whereof cometh envy and strife and railings, evil surmises. My goodness sakes alive. Isn't that amazing? It's like the Apostle Paul knew all about what the headlines was going to be 2,000 years ahead of when he was living in his day. Isn't that amazing? They're blasphemers. Verse number 2 says, men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, and then they're disobedient to parents. Oh, hold on here just for 1 minute here. We're talking about grown-up men here being disobedient to their parents. Isn't that amazing? I know when I was a teenager, I thought to myself, as soon as I get out of the house, I won't have to listen to my dad any longer. Really? Isn't that amazing? I listened to my dad up until the day that he went home to be with the Lord. I listened to him every week. I would call him on the phone, and I would get advice from him. I was long since had left the house, been married for a lot of years, but I would still call home and talk to my dad and get some wisdom from him for those things that I was facing. Isn't that amazing? Disobedient to parents. Who's disobedient to parents? These grown men that we're talking about. These grown men that are so lovers of their own selves. They're so covetous. They're so boasters. They're so proud. They're so blasphemers. They're disobedient to parents. How in the world can they become disobedient to their parents? Well, let me tell you this much. My daddy's been home with the Lord now, maybe 21 or 22 years. And my mother has left out of here. How many years ago was she left? She's been gone about 6 years. And I'm still under the rule of thumb before God. I am still going to be obedient unto my parents. No, they're not here any longer. Daddy been home with the Lord now for about 22 years. My mother been gone for about 6 years. All I can tell you about my daddy is good words. You know why? Because he preached the word of God for a long time. 40-some-odd years he preached the word of God. All I can tell you about him is good because I remember those messages that he taught and that he preached. I remember that so well. And my mother, I don't have any bad thing to say about her. She's my mama. And with her being my mama, I am going to respect her until the day I go home. You know why? Because we got three boys, three sons. And those three sons have been raised according to the word of God. And those three sons still talk good of their daddy and their mama. And after we go home to be with the Lord, if 10, 15, 20 years later on, I don't care, they're still going to be talking good about their daddy and their mama because that's how they were raised. Amen and amen. You see, these men are too busy loving themselves. Hello. They're too busy loving themselves. They're disobedient to parents. What's that mean? That means they are not respecting their mama and their daddy. No time soon are they respecting them. They're going the opposite way they were raised. They're going the opposite way that they were brought up. They're going their own way because that's how they want to do it. Amen and amen. But you see, they're also unthankful. They're also unholy. Isn't that amazing? For the Spirit of God, the word unholy here at the end of verse number 2, unholy. We who know the Lord Jesus Christ, we already know about how unholy they are because all we got to know is they didn't respect their mama and daddy. That makes them unholy before God. Amen. Well, listen to verse number 3. These people are without natural affection. What word does that mean? Without natural affection. What's that mean? It means hard-heartedness toward family members. Isn't that amazing? Back when I was coming up, my daddy had 3 or 4 brothers. He never said a bad word about any of them. I'm sure that one or two of his brothers weren't really good brothers. I remember them. I can say that. But, you know, Daddy never talked bad about them. It was always, well, I think it's about time we go over and see Uncle Gordon. Don't you boys think that? And, of course, we would agree. Oh, yeah, yeah, let's go. And he'd get over there, and he'd have fun with his brothers. Well, you know, that's hard to find in this day and age. It's hard to find how it is that a family will stick close together anymore in this day and age in which we're living. But you see, these men that we're talking, these people that we're talking about here, are disobedient to parents. They're without natural affection. They have no love for any member of their families. I know this to be a fact. I've been a counselor for some nearly 40 years. I have counseled with pastors. I've counseled with pastors' wives. I've counseled with deacons. I've counseled with church members. I've counseled with all sorts of different people. And I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there's a whole bunch of trouble in our families yet to this day, and especially this day, because there's too many families without any natural affection. They don't have any members of their families that know what it means to sit down and love each other. Amen. I'll say amen right there because I know that's true. Without natural affection, They're truth breakers. You know what that means, don't you? That means they're going to lie every chance they get. They're not going to keep the truth on anything. They're going to lie every chance they get. We got a whole bunch of people like that right here in America today, just like that, without natural affection. They're truth breakers. They're false accusers. Wow. We have a past president right here in America that was a superb leader in this nation. He's been the only man in this nation that brought America back to being self-sufficient. He did it in 4 years' time. And in that 4 years' time that he did it, the offense or those that were against him, every time he turned around, somebody was flashing a lawsuit at him. Every time he turned around, somebody was trying to hate him a little more. And now today, they finally did get him arrested. They're trying to get him locked up, I guess, for 100 years. You know why? Because he is the only man that can stand up and tell the truth, things that's going on, going wrong in this nation. And they don't want him to be heard nowhere. And so they're lying about him. They're bringing false accusations against him. They're bringing false charges against him. Anything to try and make him miserable. Well, he stays in touch with me about every day. And, you know, I know he's under a burden. But he doesn't really talk to me like he's under a burden. He'll send me a text, and he'll tell me different things. But he's never downing anybody else. Never. Even yet, he's still not downing anybody else. Isn't that amazing? That amazes me. These are truth breakers. They're false accusers. They're incontinent. They're fierce. They're despisers of those that are good. We know all about that here in America. I'm sure wherever it is that you live outside of America, you probably know a good bit about that yourselves. Oh, listen. Verse number 4 says, traitors, petty, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Oh, hallelujah. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Yeah, I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you. Listen to verse 5. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Listen to this. Paul is warning Timothy, yea, the Spirit of God has put it here in the Word of God, and he's warning you and I. Listen to the last phrase here in verse number 5. From such turn away. What kind of people are we supposed to turn away from? Those that love themselves more than they love anybody else. We're supposed to turn away from those that don't know how to tell the truth. We're supposed to turn away from those who have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. We're to turn away from those who have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. We're supposed to turn away from those. Amen and amen. Well, listen, it's rough being a child of God today. There is no question about that in my mind. I've been a child of God for some 60 some odd years. Don't even tell you how many. A child of God for a long time. But there's a price for every believer to pay in this day and age, just like there was in Paul's day. Listen to verse 12. Verse number 12, chapter 3. Listen to it. It says this, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. It doesn't say might. It doesn't say may. It says all that live for the Lord God shall suffer persecution. Isn't that amazing? That just amazes me. The terrible pain that Jesus went through just to be able to save my soul, to save your soul. The terrible suffering that he went through, the beatings before they hung him on the cross, and then the fact of him hanging on the cross. Oh, listen, price to pay for my soul and for your soul. But he did it willingly. He did it willingly. Oh, listen to me now. There's just two things that are required of you and me in order for us to be able to go to heaven. Two things. Number one, we need to believe in Jesus. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How do we get everlasting life? Believing in Jesus. That's exactly how we get it. Amen and amen. Well, there's a second thing that God requires of us. Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9. Turn over there. I'll give you a moment or two to get there. Luke chapter number 9. Luke chapter number 9. Look at verse 23. Luke chapter number 9. Look at verse 23. Listen to what it says. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, cross daily, and follow me. Oh, ain't that something? We're to take up our cross daily and follow him. Oh, hallelujah. Those are the only two things that is required of you and me to know for a fact that we know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. That's it. That's it. Well, now we're not done here in 2 Timothy chapter 3 yet. Verse number 12, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived, verse 13 says. Isn't that amazing? The Apostle Paul, it's like the Apostle Paul could look ahead 2,000 years on down the road. It was like the Lord was letting him read our daily newspapers. Amen and amen. Well, then there's verse number 14. Paul says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Now, the Apostle Paul had this little habit. I don't know where he picked it up at, but he had this little habit. This little habit was he would use military terms in a lot of his writings. He was never in the military. I have no idea where it is that he even learned this and picked this up at. But he would use military terminology in his writings. And that word, continue thou in. In verse 14, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of. that word continue comes to us. It's the Greek word, if I can pronounce it correctly, it's the Greek word meno. Meno. And that's what it means. It means to continue. But there's a little better meaning than that, what the Apostle Paul gave it. Paul used that word, meno, as a military command. And instead of just saying, continue to Timothy, he's saying this to Timothy. He's saying, but charge on in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, charge on, that's the term that the Apostle Paul is throwing in here, charge on, see the word continue, could mean cleave unto. And the word continue here, as it's used, could mean hold fast. Well, the word continue, as we're reading it here in our English, could even mean to persevere. But Paul gave it to us through a military term that he had learned, and he's saying to Timothy, charge on. Oh, listen to me now. Listen to me. We are to charge on in those things that we have learned. We're to charge on with the King James Bible. Amen and amen. Proverbs chapter 30 and verse number 5. Listen to this. Proverbs chapter 30 and verse number 5. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to them that put their trust in him. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Charge on with the King James Bible. The King James Bible is that word of God that God gave to English-speaking people. That's what we use, and we know that that is the word of God, because in the King James Bible, there are no fairy tales. Amen. There's no little hymns and hands and all that kind of stuff. None of that kind of stuff. No. Every story can be aligned all throughout those 66 books, all the way through. It always comes out the same way. No matter where it is that you're reading that story, it always comes out the same way. Amen. We're to charge on with the King James Bible. We're to charge on in our giving unto the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Listen to this. There's some scripture to back that up. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10 says this. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. That's a very good promise from the Lord. Amen. And God's not like these people of our day. When God made a promise, he keeps it. Amen and amen. Well, listen to me now. Listen to me. We're to charge on in our witnessing. Romans chapter 10. Listen to these words here. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Amen and amen. Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Praise the Lord. It doesn't matter who the president of the United States is or who the leader of wherever it is that you live, the country you live in. It doesn't matter. We're still to charge on. Amen. We're still to charge on. When tribulations hit you right between the eyes, charge on. With the Sodomites marrying each other, charge on. We're to take God's word and charge on with it. If your neighbor won't listen to you, witness to him anymore, charge on and find somebody that will listen to you, because there's somebody around that's going to listen. Amen. God is still on his throne. He is still pleased with our faithfulness, and he still saves souls today through faith. Hebrews chapter 11, listen to these words. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. How do you come to the Lord? Through faith. That's exactly how you do it. There's no excuse that keeps us from charging on and staying faithful unto the Lord. There's no excuse. No excuse for that at all. Can you find anywhere that Jesus was not charging on for any of us anywhere in the Word of God? Can you find that? I can't. Even when Jesus was hanging on that cross, he had been beaten to a pulp. I don't know how it is that he could even talk, but he could. I don't know how it is that he could even hear, but he could. There was a thief that was nailed to the cross next to him, and that thief, a thief on either side of the Lord Jesus, and the one thief said to Jesus, if thou be the Son of God, come on down off that cross and get us out of here too. But the other thief looked over and says, hold on here, bud. What are you talking about? You and I are here paying for our sin. We're here paying for our sin debt. But that man in betwixt us, he has no sin. He has no reason to hang here. They have hung him here just out of meanness. And he looked at the Lord Jesus, and he said these words. He said, Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Sounds to me like Jesus was still charging on. Amen. Don't you think so? He's still charging on. He's hanging there. He's about to give up his life for you and for me. And they didn't kill him. They didn't take his life from him. No, no, no. They didn't kill him at all. He gave his life, and he gave his life freely. How did he do that? Because he was there dying as the Father's sacrifice for sinful man. Amen. Will you see what I'm saying? Charge on, Paul said. But charge thou on in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Charge on. That's a good charge. In this day and age in which we're living, that's a good charge, ladies and gentlemen. That is a super good charge for you and for me to live by in this day and age in which we're living. That's a good charge. I stuck my tongue up. My wife can't see it on my tongue. Amen. It's just a good counsel to live by. That's all there is to it. It's a good counsel to live by. Charge on. Pick up the Word of God and charge on with it. Because there's some soul that's about to drop off into hell, and he needs to hear how it is that Jesus loves him. Amen and amen. Well, thank you so much for listening to me tonight. I'm glad that you're going to get something out of this. I know that you are, because the Spirit of God laid this on my heart for this night, and I'm glad that you are here to hear it. And I'm just going to ask the Lord now that he'll take it and bless it in your heart. Our Father, thank you for these moments that you've given us together. plead with you for the sinner that hears this, that's never trusted Christ. I would beg of you that you would just lay that convicting power of your spirit upon him and help him to understand there's only one way that he can get into heaven, and that's through repenting of his sin and calling out for Jesus to come and save him. That's the only way that he can get in. That's the only way anybody can get in. Amen. And I'm glad that that's the only way I could get in. Amen. You see, that's what it takes, Lord. I know that. You taught us that. I would plead with you even now for that fruit that's listening to this, that needed to hear. I pray that you would speak to them and help them on the way. Now just watch over this night now, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You there, Ken?
Hello. Okay. So, did you give your snail mail there, Brother Quick?
Who's making that noise?
That's Emily.
No. What was going on?
No, that ain't Emily.
Have a great night.
My snail mail app is 1122. That's 1122 Street. At Waycross, Georgia. Waycross, Georgia. Capital W-A-R-O-S-S, Georgia. 3-1. We're right here in the good old United States. All right, Brother Ken.
Okay, Ruth, who do we got on the board with us?
Well, we got the Father, Son, Holy Ghost Band of Angels. We got you, Kenny, Emily, Brother Quick, and your cell phone, Kenny, and plus this other person. I just decided to take them off. They didn't have their hand up, so I just put them under the... What do you call it?
Okay, you muted them. Okay, good.
Yeah, so I think maybe they are making the noise.
I'm assuming, my guess is that might have been Lila.
That wasn't me.
No, it wasn't Emily at all. I know that for sure.
No, I think it might have been Lila. It sounded like a place where they had phones ringing and stuff like that in the background. So... Yeah, it could have been Lila.
Excuse me, Kenny, but I got a question for Ruth. What was the area code for 3?
678.
No, that was... If it was area code 678?
Yes.
Then that was not Lila. It would have been a 440 number.
We just lost them, but we got 6 on here, too.
Okay, well, 6, we'll start with you being the boss man. Any comments or questions on the message tonight?
I'm actually sorry, so I'm going to stay after class and listen while I eat my dinner. I just got done getting Diamond together, so I was gone. So. Staying after class, having my lunch, which is dinner, and listening to the message. Hello, Mr.
Okay.
Quick, Dr. Daniel, First Lady Quick, the Wolf Gangs and Emily, and everybody else listening around the world. Hello. Mr.
Hello,
Quick
bro.
Always brings great. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful.
All right, amen. Amen. So I was taking care of the cat, and my battery was dead, so I just plugged it up, and I got like 2% now. So I will be listening, like I said, while I eat. But for the listeners, he always brings a great message. You can check him out every Thursday. Quick, 424-243-9617, and you can always check it out in the archive. Great show. Don't want to miss it.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
With that, I'm complete.
Sister Emily, what do you got for us? Any questions, comments, what have you?
All I got is say, Brother Quick, quit throwing them bricks so hard they hurt.
Anything
that
else?
That message tonight, I needed it.
How's First Lady Quick doing? Okay. Can anybody hear me?
I'm doing all right.
Okay, okay. Good to hear your voice.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
All right. You complete six?
I'm complete, yes.
Okay, Emily, you complete.
Yes, I'm complete and just want to tell Big Brother over there it's good to hear you, bro.
Thank you, thank you. Good to hear you.
All right, Sister Ruth.
How's Kitty? Kitty all right?
Yeah, Diamond is good. Diamond is good. I just fed her, so she's doing good. Had to clean her bathroom, so all that together. She got food, she got water, and I stayed with her for a while. She's doing okay now. I'm back up here with the trumpet of trumpet. So,
you keep a busy there, Six. Got two kitties to watch.
Yeah, I think I might open up a cat sitting business. Eyes closed, cat sitting. I'll sit with your cat. You don't have to see him to love him. Yep.
Aww.
Amen.
Sweet.
All right, Ruth, is that it for you?
Oh, yeah, I was just thinking, who else was on here? Oh, that person that was on there a little bit ago. I hope that they do call back. I didn't want to think that I was mad at them. I'm complete now.
Okay. Well, I just want to say it was a good message there, Brother Quick, and I enjoyed it, especially talking about the last days and especially how that we are definitely, especially in this nation, we're not just walking away from God. We haven't just turned away from God, but running at full speed. I mean, driving away at full speed as fast as we can go, race car style, boy. I mean, we are just going. And we definitely need, as you said, not just a few day revival, but definitely a major, major overhaul revival. And I enjoyed all that. So it was a good message. So with that, I'm complete and just want to remind everybody of the two programs for tomorrow. We will have Backstage with Six Eyes. Get my head straight. I'm over here thinking about Brother Quick's message so much. It was so good that it got my days mixed up. Tomorrow is My Daddy's Records at, of course, 6 p.m. on this station. And then, on Station 2 at 6 p.m., 515-605-9340. And then, of course, then on Station 1, 424-243-9617, you could catch AJ and the Squad, 8:30 p.m. And with that, I'm complete, and we can turn it over to Brother Quick with a closing prayer, and we'll be out of here tonight.
All right. Well, we live here in Red Cross.
Brother Quick?
Yes.
I just had a text drop down from the top of my screen from my daughter. She is asking for prayer for her and her friend Tammy out there in Oklahoma. There was something went on. She didn't go into detail, but she's just asking for prayer for her, Tim, and Shauna.
Okay.
And with that, I'm complete.
All right. I started to say we live there in Waycross, Georgia, and it was several years ago. It was an elderly gal came to me, and she said, "You don't know too much about Waycross yet, do you?" And I said, "Well, what am I supposed to know?" And she said, "Well, around the turn of the century, around 1900, Waycross, Georgia was known as the most revived city in America.
Wow.
I said, really? She said, yes. She said, I've got an article, a newspaper article. She said, I need to bring that to you. Well, I've never seen her again. Maybe she just went home to be with the Lord by now. I don't know. But, you know, for Waycross to be the most revived city in America around the year 1900, and to see Waycross today, you would never even begin to think something like that, because Waycross is just like the rest of America. We're not just drifting away from God. We have put it, just like Ken said, put the pedal to the metal, and we're just running as fast as we can away from God. And so that's where we're at, and we're right here on a mission field. And about every day when my wife and I go out for a walk, just about every day, somebody will stop us and ask us to pray. And it's a mission field, what it is. And so we will greatly appreciate everyone's prayers for sure every day. All right, let's pray and close this thing out then. Our Father, thank you for these moments together with the family here and those other ones that will hear this at some other time. And Lord, I will just plead with you that you would just, your spirit would be upon this thing. Whoever that hears it, whenever they hear it, that you would just bring conviction to their heart. And if they don't know Christ, that you would convict them of their sin and help them to understand they need to repent as a sinner and trust Christ to save their soul. And you'll do it. You've never failed anybody yet. So, Lord, thank you so much for these moments together with again. And we're just asking now that you just keep your hand upon Brother Six and strengthen him. And for Brother Ken. And continue to give the wisdom that is needed for those things that they've got running all the time. And we'll sure thank you and praise you for that a whole lot. Now just watch over us now, Lord. We love you with all of our hearts. And thank you so much for this privilege of being able to preach the Word of God on Six Eyes Radio Network. Be with us now. We'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Good night, y'all.
Good night. God bless everyone.
You just enjoyed Truth of the Matter with Dr. Del Quick on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Good night, America.